The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Look at that lake. The fishing ought to be good today.
I don't know why you go off fishing this morning when there's so much to do. Cleaning the cottage, and I thought you wanted to start painting the outside.
I do, Donnie. I won't be long. Just long enough to catch some fish for lunch.
Mommy, look what I found.
That's why I want you to stop running in and out of the cottage every 2 minutes. Now you hold the door open and let flies and mosquitoes in.
Looks a little cold for mosquitoes, darling.
Well, I saw some, and what's more, they saw me. Look, I have 2 bites on my arm.
No. I don't think those were mosquitoes here. More likely flies.
Dressed up like mosquitoes, you mean?
Okay, have it your way.
Look at that, Mom. Looking pretty, sir.
Oh, very pretty. But my friend's trying to clean this cottage, and I'd appreciate it if you would stop bringing in pails of sand and then trailing it all over, honey.
Where are you going, Daddy?
Fishing.
Can I go down with you?
Some other time, darling. Daddy's going with Mr. Venus.
Why don't you take that to just she'd love it.
Oh, no, darling. Look, she wouldn't be quiet. She'd be jumping around in the boat. We'd know no sooner get out in the middle of the lake. She'd want to come back.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, I suppose. Daddy will take you some other time when you're going with somebody, honey. Oh, I'm going to miss this cottage as if we sell it.
Darling, we won't need it. Look, by fall, our new house will be ready. That's sort of in the country, and with a little lake right there.
No, why don't we wait until fall to sell this place so we get some use out of it again this summer?
Look, it'll be easier to sell it now than in the fall. I told you, this is when people are looking for lake cottages.
If you get to clean up,
get the outside painted, you shouldn't have any trouble at all selling it. Well, that's it. I'll get some all set.
I should have the cottage all swept out and curtains hung up by the time you get back.
Okay, don't make any lunch now. I'll be back about noon with some nice, fresh lake trout.
Every Saturday, CBS Radio presents two exciting dramas we know you'll enjoy. The first is Gunsmoke, set in the pioneer days of Dodge City. The adventures you must follow on Gunsmoke center around United States Marshal Matt Dillon. The Marshal is responsible for keeping the peace among the oddly assorted characters who drifted to the West to make new lives for themselves. When one of them tries to achieve that goal at the expense of somebody else's life, the shooting starts on Gunsmoke. But as soon as the trigger clicks, you can count on Marshal Dillon to get right into the fray. His aim for law and order is as true as his aim with a gun. If you like action, you will like Matt Dillon's behavior in every episode of Gunsmoke. The second drama winning you on most of these same stations since each Saturday is City Hospital. Like any hospital, City Hospital is a place which one takes often from hangings in the balance, where emotion always runs high. Balcony fan from way back or fifth row center to steady, you will find your favorite seat reserved for you for both of these Saturday programs.
Beautiful?
I think this is the prettiest one. Isn't it, dear?
Oh, it is.
I want to save them.
All right, dear.
Have you got something like I could save them in?
Well, I'll find you something. Just a minute, I'll get this curtain out up now.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Daddy.
Well, it's 1 o'clock, dear. I was getting a little worried about you. I thought maybe a fish had caught you.
Didn't you catch anything, dear?
Didn't you catch any fish, Daddy?
Well, it doesn't matter. I've got a can of salmon I can open.
I did not come out to the lake to eat canned salmon.
No, I know. I'll open some baked beans, and I've got wieners.
Didn't you catch any fish at all, Daddy?
No, he didn't, dear. Now, why don't you run outside and find some more pretty stones, Becky, huh?
Daddy?
No, I didn't catch any fish.
Why?
They just weren't biting, that's all. There's some days when the fish bite, and there are days when they don't bite, that's all.
Yes, well, down. Of course, dear.
The fish bite?
It burns me up. I'm sitting right there in the same boat with Charlie Venus. He gets 5 fish. I didn't get any.
Oh, well, now get out of the way. Let me find the box of food I brought out.
You just don't understand it. You know what I mean? I was sitting right in the same boat with him. I didn't even get a nibble.
I suppose Charlie had to rub it in.
Oh, you know how he is. Brings me up as if Charlie doesn't know anything about fishing.
He doesn't?
But he didn't know the first thing about it.
Oh, that is maddening.
Daddy? I'm mad at him because he's always showing off.
Uh-huh.
Nobody can do anything quite as well as Charlie Venus, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't pay any attention to him.
No, I don't. He doesn't bother me at all. Look, There, come here. Look, there he is. Look, over this cottage, holding up a string of fish to show Madge, you see?
Oh, yes. Now, you want to help Mommy set the table, Betsy?
Probably telling her I didn't catch any.
They're laughing at something.
Yeah, who? What? Me? Hey, hanging a string of fish right where we can see it, you know.
I would just ignore Charlie, dear.
Look, he doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, Betsy, put the plates around while I feed up the beans.
Yeah, you should have seen what he used to catch those fish.
Not the right time?
Yeah, use a spinner. Whoever heard of catching a trout with just a spinner?
What were you using?
I was using a number 10 gray hackle, and I tried a bucktail.
Is that what the trout usually like?
Certainly. Dog just uses a spinner and he hauls them in.
Honestly, it makes you kind of mad at the fish, doesn't it? Well, one thing, dear, at least the fish that he caught must have been pretty stupid to fall for his line.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I got it.
I laugh at your jokes, I laugh at mine.
Point is, I am the fisherman. Charlie doesn't know anything at all about fishing.
Well, dear, now listen, I never knew anything either. But I remember when I was little, I used a bamboo pole with a hook and an angleworm, and we caught one fish right after another. Well, what I mean, dear, is maybe you try to be too fancy. Maybe if you just tried a bamboo pole with an angleworm, you would have a... Well, it was just a suggestion. Give me a match so I can light the stove.
Bamboo pole with an angleworm.
Daddy, it was just a suggestion.
All the money I put out for that fishing rod. You're as bad as Charlie. He's just hauling those fish in and laughing. Tells me I got rooked.
Daddy?
What you don't seem to understand is that fishing isn't an art.
Oh, come on now. Be sensible, will you? If you come right down to it, what difference does it make what bait you use? If the fish is hungry, he'll grab it.
Listen,
Do you think a lake trout swims along through the water and sees a fish flying and says, oh, that's a number 10 green hackle, and what I'm hungry for is a bucktail?
Gray hackle. No such thing as a green hackle.
Daddy, the fish bite.
Seems to me that if women would just understand...
Daddy, the fish bite.
Why don't you answer the child?
No, fish do not bite, no.
Is that a fish bite?
Well, yes, fish bite. They bite the hook. The reason a woman would never make a good fisherman is simply because they
Daddy,
don't...
Daddy, will the fish bite me?
No!
Don't yell at her like that.
Well, why...
Just because you're irritated with Charlie Demas, why do you take that out on Betsy?
I'm sorry, Betsy. Your mother's right. I didn't mean to yell at you. No, a fish will not bite you, darling. Don't worry.
They haven't any teeth, dear.
Of course they have teeth. What do you mean they don't have any teeth?
Well, sharks, yes, they don't have any sharks.
Sharks?
Bay Lake, I'm talking about little bitsy fish.
Little bitsy fish are not going to bite Betsy.
What about minnows?
I never heard of anybody being bitten by a minnow.
No, I guess not. Never really thought about it.
Anyhow, I think most fish have teeth of some kind. They're not always apparent. I mean, they're not in their mouth, necessarily.
Not in their mouth? When have they ever had their teeth?
Well, I mean, they might be in the jawbone. I mean, they don't develop. I mean, it doesn't matter anyhow. They don't...
No, I guess not, but you're always so anxious to answer Betsy's questions about nature. Maybe we ought to read up a little bit. She's always asking some obvious thing we never even thought of.
Yeah, you're right. Well... While you're getting lunch, Betsy can help me get the paint ready. They can start painting the outside of the cottage right after lunch.
Can I paint too, Daddy?
Yeah, sure you can.
Oh, well, you're right, dear. About fish having teeth, I just thought, isn't the pipe a fish that has buck teeth?
A fish that has buck teeth. Now, wait a minute. Let me think that one over for a minute. A fish with buck teeth. Are you by any chance thinking of wall-eyed pipe?
Oh, yes.
What did you think it was called? Bucktooth pipe?
Oh, no, I guess not.
Boy, we better get some books on nature and all that. Betsy will grow up with some mighty peculiar ideas.
I guess so. Go get the paint and brushes ready. Lunch will be on the table in 10 minutes.
Well, okay, I guess we're ready to start the painting.
You better put the shirt on, dear. You're going to be so sunburned.
No, it's not that hot.
Can I have a brush, Daddy?
Yeah, sure, right here, darling.
I'm glad we're painting it. I never have liked this peculiar shade of pink. Those people that had it before us certainly had...
Oh, sure, it's going to look much better.
You got both the green and the white paint here?
Yep. Boy, it's going to be some job, though. I'll tell you that, and I hate to start it.
I know, we need an incentive. Let's have a race. You start on the south side, I start on the north side, and we'll see who gets the most done by, say, 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay, all right. We better stop before then, though.
Huh?
Well, we ought to have our clothes changed before the Hemingways show up for dinner.
The Hemingways? For dinner?
Don't look like that. I told you.
No,
I did. I said Ralph might be interested in buying the cottage, and I asked him to drop out and look it over.
You never said you asked them for dinner.
I did. You know, you just don't hear me, that's all. You don't listen. Don't have to have anything special.
Anything special, I haven't anything for guests.
Well, look, I tell you what, we'll drive over to the Sunfish Inn for dinner. But I did tell you now.
I never heard you say a thing.
All right, let's not argue about it. Let's get going on the painting. Come on. I'm going to have a race. See who can get the most done by 3 o'clock.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Is there a baby in the house? It's easy to tell. Because where there's a baby, you'll find such things as doll-sized clothes, cuddly toys, and special food for baby, too. And Mother, it's very special food indeed when it's Beefnut Baby Food from Beefnut Babyland. You see, Beefnut Babyland is a very special place. A place where the worlds of love and care are concentrated on just one thing, the finest food for babies. Like Beefnut's 5 delicious baby cereals. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, and proteins. They're extra nourishing and extra nice. Each Beefnut baby cereal is pre-cooked for special smoothness and flavor. Look for Beefnut baby cereals in the big picture book packages and treat your baby to all the goodness of Babyland. Get Beefnut, the most babied foods in the world.
Oh, boy, I bet we're going to be stiff tomorrow, all this exercise from painting. How you doing?
Well, my arm's getting awfully tired.
Yeah, I think we better quit. It's just about 3 o'clock anyhow. Well, how does your side look? Are you past the window?
I'm not going to tell you now until we quit.
Well, now don't paint so fast that you don't do a good job. You know,
Daddy, look at the pretty stones I picked up on the beach.
Oh, yeah, huh? Did you get tired of painting?
Yes, I've been down at the beach.
Oh, you have. Well, what do you think? How's it look?
Very nice, but I like Mommy's side better.
How you do you?
Yes, she's got a lot more green. In fact, she's got mostly all green, and it's much prettier.
Oh, green? Oh, you mean just the window trim, huh?
No. Mommy's painting it green where you're painting it rose. Her side of the house is much prettier.
Green? Green? On the sides of the cottage?
What's the matter?
What are you...
Dear, I think we might as well quit. How much have you got done? What?
You said you wanted it white with green trim.
I said green with a white trim. Oh, look at that.
Oh, Pete's sake. Well, this is going to be some looking cottage to show the Hemingways when they get here. Pink, green, and white.
It looks pretty. It looks like candy.
Oh, all this to do over.
I would never have said white with green. So why we talked about it last week and I said green?
No, you never said...
Oh,
listen, it was perfectly clear.
I don't know. You're getting married, so you have somebody around to talk to and the other person never listens. Just like you saying they were coming for dinner, I never heard you
Look,
say
let's get a bulletin board, which we hang in the kitchen. Every important decision, we'll put a note on
well,
it.
Well, let's hope we read it, huh?
Yeah.
Because I know I said green with white, darling.
Well, look, I said that the Hemingways were coming for the dinner last week when we talked about Memorial Day.
That's right. And I said let's paint the cottage green.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Francie Myers as Bessie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.